Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now,
broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, it is a spectacular Saturday afternoon. I am so glad you decided to tune into the most delicious hour on radio like you do every Saturday at 5 o'clock. It is Matt Russell here, and when we're thinking about the intersection of craft suds and sports and, yes, memorable food, this is actually part two in a two-part series of you don't have to sacrifice quality when you're eating at a sports bar. And this is Exhibit A. We are broadcasting live right here, right now, from Mulligan's on the northwest corner of Golf Links in Harrison. This is their grand reopening party. We've got happy hour prices all day long. We have $5 signature cocktails all day long. We have $10 entrees all day long, including the steak. We got $3 Mick Ultras, and as a matter of fact, I understand that the Mick Ultra bottle model will be here from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. There's going to be raffling off a huge speaker tower. Come on over to Mulligan's again on Golf Links in Harrison and join this live broadcast where we're celebrating the science and the art and the fantasticness of great local sports bar food and beverage. Now, when we're thinking about sports, when we're thinking about craft beer, there is a man that lives at the intersection of both. He is our celebrity co-host for the full hour, fellow foodie, and host of the Zach Clark Show on ESPN Tucson. Put your hands together for Mr. Zach Clark is in the house.
The good news is I'm also the bottle model, so I'll be doubling down from 6 to 8.
So, yeah, I was going to say, you got about an hour to change into your bikini.
Yeah, no, I'm wearing it underneath.
But anyway, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. This is, I always so look forward to coming on and hanging out with you, and you drag me all over the place, which I love, but like you found not only you my neighborhood, but this is a sports bar and there's TVs everywhere, so like you've brought me to my spot.
I totally dig it, you know, and I love the kind of the reimagination of this place is under new ownership, under new management. Our good friend Cade Mislinski and his team, CJ Ham, Flavor Dave Musso, they've come together and they said, look, sports bar, cuisine, cocktails, craft beer can definitely be memorable. They're upping their cuisine game, new paint job, new floor, huge 75-inch HD TV, all kinds of great specials, and it's all happening today.
Yeah, it looks great in here. And, you know, you're absolutely right. I know that the common sports bar theme has got to be, like, greasy hamburgers and wings and cheap beer. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Time and a place.
If that's where you want me to go, if that's where you're taking me, fine. But at the same time, you know, Matt, I mean, you and I right now are both drinking these amazing beers, and we're going to taste some amazing food. I don't see why we can't have it. Why can't we have our cake and eat it, too?
That's exactly right. And I see our good friend Sherwood Alger from Hensley Beverage
Company.
These
beers.
He
so
actually
nice.
Treated us to some Modern Times. It's a hazy IPA. This is a chewy beer in a glass, Zach.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking. Mine's a little less hazy than yours, but yours has this amazing, it almost to me looks like raw grapefruit juice. You ever seen grapefruit juice squeeze?
Yeah, exactly right, from the native fruit.
Right, where it's not, I mean, it's not like when you buy Ruby Red where it's pink, which is, I don't even know where they get that. But like when I was a little kid, my grandmother lived in South Florida, and we would go to the Groves, and like you have here with beer behind the bar, they had spigots, and you would buy an empty plastic container and whatever you wanted, whether it was orange juice or grapefruits.
Oh.
And so, but to me, yours looks like that, and it's amazing how I've never seen a beer look quite like that, and it's delicious.
Well, there's almost a cloudy beer can be craft. There's craft in the cloud here on this gorgeous hazy IPA.
Well, and that's the thing here, and I think when you think about things that are unfiltered or less filtered, I suppose, and that's what this is, you say, well, that's sloppier or that's easier. But to me, what you're doing is you're risking taking out that filter that usually improves the quality of the beer, and you're foregoing it. So what you're saying is that your product is finished one step ahead.
I
like that.
Can I just say how much I love you, Zach Clark?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I mean, listen, you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
This is a busy season for you. I mean, you are a resident sports director. You are on the air Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. on 1490 a.m. and 104.9 FM, a part of my daily diet listening
Thank
to the
you.
Zach Clark Show. But you have this great gig because you get to report on all the things that are happening on the local, regional, and national sports
totally.
Scene. Talk about some great, you know, beers. What are some of your headlines coming out of the day
well,
job these days?
I mean, certainly the Arizona Wildcats on the football side of things are going to find out their bowl fate tomorrow afternoon and likely likely it's going to be Las Vegas on the 16th. Never a bad time when you get sent to Las Vegas. The Wildcats last played, if I remember correctly, they played in that game in 2007 when they had broken their 10-year drought. So it's been a while since they've been there, but I know that the finish wasn't exactly what people wanted, Matt. There was a 2-2 start, a 4-0 stretch, and then they finished 1-3, ending up 7-5. So the way, when you get to 6-2, Matt, you think to yourself, oh, my God, you got to at least get to 8 wins, right? But, you know, if you listen to my show, which I hope people did but don't remember August, when I said that Arizona's probably going to win 4, maybe 5 games. And so I know that the way that it feels now is there's a disappointment, there's a letdown anytime. Matt, you went to Arizona just like I did. Every time you lose to Arizona State, it doesn't feel good. But overall, I think Arizona is a step ahead of where I thought they would be at this time. And then here's the real irony, and Tucsonans and those that have been here a long time alike will understand this. Usually at this time of year, we're licking our wounds from football and turning to the basketball program.
Right.
And this year it's kind of like...
There's more wounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arizona's going to play later tonight. They're in, speaking of Las Vegas, they're at UNLV tonight. And
8 o'clock game time. Yeah.
And then on Tuesday they'll go to Phoenix and play a Texas A&M team that's in the top 10. So this is a critical stretch for Arizona. They're going to play Alabama in Tucson a week from today. That's a top 25. Well, let me take that back. That's a top 25 opponent. At one point in time, it would have been a top 25 game.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a lot of things going on when it comes to Arizona football and basketball, though. We're kind of weaning ourselves off of the football and ramping ourselves up for the basketball long haul.
Well, despite the unfortunate outcome of the Bahama situation.
Bahama drama.
I'm eager for what is going to be, I know, an exciting college basketball season. Now, when we're thinking about the local beer scene, what are you loving these days on the local craft beer circuit?
You know, I got to tell you, I've been spending, we did some shows throughout the fall at Reds. And I got to tell you, I really appreciate, you and I both know Ramiro, I really appreciate the way that he has interpreted the craft beer experience from a bottle shop, not only to what they're serving at the bar. And, you know, you and I were talking the other day about what Dragoon is doing in a can.
Oh, my gosh.
And it seems like every – and here's the thing. I feel kind of lame going to Dragoon because it's like – it's too easy, right? But they make it that way, and I can't help it.
Right.
Right?
And this is the Rylander idea you're talking about.
You and I were talking about it, and you said, Zach, you got to – and I said, all right. You know, whenever you tell me to jump, I always say, how high, and is there going to be a beer when I land? And so with that Rylander, right now that's been the most – because I can take it home. Look, I love coming to places like this, but every once in a while you want to be able to put it in your back pocket and sit on your back deck and enjoy it.
That's what it's all about. We're talking to Zach Clark from the Zach Clark Show, heard every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. on our sister station ESPN Tucson, 1490 AM, 104.9 FM. He is our celebrity co-host for the full hour. Zach, always fun raising a pint with you.
Oh, it's amazing.
This is going to be a fun show. Yeah. We're going to be talking with Morgan Sanchez from Jerry Cigars here in just a couple of seconds. She's going to be talking about a 10th anniversary bash that she has coming up here next week. But don't go away, because we're only getting started in this live broadcast from Mulligan's. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't you dare go away.
The culinary excellence of Chef Victor Padilla continues to make news on Tucson's dinner scene, but it's his brand new brunch menu that's all the buzz these days at his Hot Foothills Eatery, Commoner & Co. Victor's passion for food anchors each of his Sunday morning and midday meals, from the shrimp and creamy grits with mussels and calabrese salami to the Commoner waffle with fresh berries, smoked honey, and bourbon butter. Yeah, I said it, bourbon butter! Or check out Victor's take on a Southwest classic, the pork carnitas chilaquiles, dotted with avocado, red radish, and a sunny egg, then lovingly drizzled with a house-made guajillo sauce. Throw in a couple rounds of Commoner Bloody Marys or mimosas, and you have all the makings for the perfect weekend wrap-up. Brunch is served every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And don't forget to come back on Monday night for half-off bottles of wine. Brunch is the bomb this season at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. Hey, fellow foodies, what's that aroma in the air? It's the fragrance of fall, which means the great pumpkins have finally arrived. And no one celebrates pumpkin season like the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro. Try their award-winning waffle with spiced pumpkin seeds and bacon, or their pumpkin chili for those who prefer their pumpkin on the savory side. It's loaded with fresh veggies with just a kiss of pumpkin spice. and the girls got you covered for all your holiday dining and entertaining needs. I'm talking pumpkin pies, pumpkin breads, pumpkin cinnamon rolls, pumpkin cream cheese logs. It's a veritable pumpkin palooza. Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. for breakfast, brunch, and lunch. Look for them on North Oracle Road, just south of Rudisill, or give them a call to place your holiday order. 408-9000. That's 408-9000.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Mulligan's Food, Sports, Drink on the northwest corner of Golf Links in Harrison. This is their grand reopening bash. We got happy hour all day long. In fact, all weekend long, fellow foodies. $5 signature cocktails. We have $10 entrees, and that includes the steak. Where else can you get a steak dinner for $10? The Michelob Ultra bottle model will be here momentarily. But Zach Clark for the Zach Clark Show, our celebrity co-host, is here having a good time with these Modern Times craft brews.
Yeah, they're delicious, and I want a cocktail too. I like the cups they come in.
Well, you know, Flavor Dave is going to be on with us in just a couple of minutes, and something tells me he will be bringing a cocktail to libate you with love. I'm looking around this landscape of celebrities here. I see from the Hensley Beverage Company, our good friend Sherwood Alger is enjoying a great beer. We've got the very elegante and brillante Chef Michael Elefante from Mama Luisa's is here. People are going to be coming in getting selfies with you, sir. But anyway, there's an event coming up next week, Zach. If you're a fan of the Leaf, a brother of the Leaf like I am, we love a premium cigar.
Yes.
And we cannot have a memorable culinary and cocktail experience without a premium cigar. And our good friends over at Jerry Cigars are going to be hosting a major blowout party next week.
Has it been 10 years?
It's been 10
years.
And here to tell the story like only she can do, put your hands together for the lovely general manager of Jerry Cigars, Morgan Sanchez is here. Morgan. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're having such a blast. I wish you were here, but look, you're like days away from an event that is likely going to change the lives of cigar enthusiasts all across Southern Arizona. Before we get into the details, has it really been 10 years, Morgan?
It really has.
Unbelievable. I mean, I just remember the early days of Jerry's story when he says, look, you know, I got a lot of cigars. I'd like to sell them. I'd like to create a community for people to come in and enjoy them here in this climate-controlled comfort of the lounge. That was the beginning of the story. And now 10 years later, you're like the hottest cigar thing going in Southern Arizona. So I have to say you, happy anniversary, Morgan.
Hey, thank you so much. We're so excited.
So you got a major party going on next Friday, I think. Tell us what you have planned.
That's right. Yeah, if people haven't already, I mean, they got to mark their calendars for this date, December 8th, because the anniversary party is going to be awesome. We're so excited. We're going to blow out sales from Arturo Fuente, Zycar, and more. We're also going to be doing a potluck for lunch. So we want everyone to bring their favorite dish or drink and, of course, their appetite. And then to follow, we're going to be having a dinner, which will be the big roasted pig that we do every year. So people are not going to want to miss this.
Amazing. Okay, so you've thought of everything from beginning to end. It's happening on December the 8th. Now, what time is the festivities getting started, Morgan?
So they're going to start at noon. The shop will open at 10, but we will start the party at noon. And also, we're going to be getting a pony keg and scotch and some bourbon.
A pony keg, scotch, and bourbon.
Awesome.
And a whole pig, Zach Clark.
Yeah, I'm going to be camping out at like 9:30. That's awesome.
So Morgan, did you say that I love this potluck thing. So you're actually entrusting the community, your fellow brothers and sisters of the Leaf, to come in and bring a gift of food that is going to be shared in a community style to help celebrate the party. So, you know, Zach Clark, I'm going to ask you, if you're going to be bringing something to the Jerry Cigars party on December 8th, what's coming out of the Zach Clark kitchen?
Well, here's the thing, right? Y'all are doing a pig, right? So I'll stay in line. I make these great barbecue meatballs.
Oh, that amazing.
And here's the great thing about them is that the sauce is super simple to make, and it goes in the slow cooker, and I've got one of those ones that you can latch and travel with.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to match
up
beautifully.
We have a kid now, so I'm super efficient when it comes to making food because you have to be.
So the party starts at noon at Jerry Cigars. Morgan, remind all of our listeners exactly where you're located.
Yeah, so we are at 4433 North First Avenue. We're in the same shopping center as the Walmart, just near the Tucson Mall.
Okay, fantastic. So you're really pulling out all the stops. And when you're thinking of quality cigars, quality products, quality merchandise, you know, I'm hard pressed to think that there are two names that belong on top of Arturo Fuente and Zykar. I mean, you're really going for the gold here. Are you going to be doing particular cigar specials and specials on Zykar accessories throughout the course of the event?
Yes, so we're doing great sales on those really sought after brands like Arturo Fuente and Zykar. I mean, Zykar is the best. They have a lifetime warranty. Arturo Fuente, they have premium cigars. So we are just be going to do sales on boxes, 15% off. We're gonna have tons of swag. I'm just so excited for this.
Okay, so major discounts on box purchases of cigars. Mm. I go to all of these anniversary, fall blowout parties at Jerry's. And, you know, when they wheel in that pig, and Zach, I'm telling you, it is a whole pig. When they wheel that bad boy in, and when you get Chef Mike Lopez wielding his knives with the precision of a surgeon where he carves that pig up, the lines start forming. Now, of course, you have to be a customer of Jerry's, right? I mean, with every purchase, you actually get a ticket that will get you in the line for the pig, right, Morgan?
Exactly, and raffles all day.
Fantastic. You'll be doing some raffles as well that day?
Yes, raffles will be happening as well. And then on top of it, the owner of Zykar and the VP of sales for Arturo Fuente will also be in attendance.
What?
VIP?
Yeah. You have the owner of the Zykar company that is going to be in Tucson and at Jerry Cigars?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now pinch me, Zach Clark.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's an icon in the industry. So, again, if you are a cigar enthusiast, if you love the story of the leaf, you must put December the 8th on your calendar. It starts at noon. I believe it goes all day up until around 7 o'clock, and there's the pig is going to be rolled out at around 5. All kinds of great specials on cigars, accessories. Join your fellow cigar enthusiasts for a wonderful moment. Enjoy some fresh roasted pig, and maybe even get a selfie with Morgan Sanchez. Now that is probably going to be the highlight of my afternoon,
Zach. I would think so.
Again, December the 8th from noon to 7. And one more time, Morgan, tell everybody where your store is.
We're at Jerry Cigars on 4433 First Avenue in Tucson, Arizona, just by the Tucson Mall.
Right on. Morgan Sanchez, the general manager of Jerry Cigars, happy 10th anniversary. I am eager to see you and our community of cigar brethren and sisters at this 10th anniversary event. So get ready. The countdown has begun, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you on Friday.
You're a hero, Morgan.
Thank you guys so much.
Right on. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be rolling up our sleeves and we're going to be libated with love in a way that only Flavor Dave can do it in this live broadcast from Mulligan's. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. It's all about fresh. Ultra premium, first cold press. And trust me, these distinctions make a world of difference in extra virgin olive oils. And some of my favorite flavors of the world are now on tap at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Stop in today to learn what the Southern Hemisphere tastes like. From the mild Arbosana from Chile, a delicate oil with notes of green almond and banana, to the Picholine from Australia, a big and pungent oil that delivers loads of spice and pepper on your palate. Sample more than 20 gourmet olive oils in Alfonso's portfolio, along with a delicious lineup of aged balsamic vinegars that will transform your home into an Italian marketplace. And while you're there, discover some great gift ideas for your next party, try out some fun kitchen accessories, and sign up for their series of community cooking classes and other special events throughout the year. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the grand reopening bash at Mulligan's. And it's about food, and it's about sports, and it's about drink. And all you got to do is follow your nose over to Golf Links in Harrison, because you're going to be hearing the sounds of shaking. You're going to be hearing the sounds of craft brew being delivered lovingly from the taps here. You're going to be hearing Zach Clark's voice and the Zach Clark Show, our celebrity co-host, having a great time.
Well, this is my neighborhood. You may be hearing my voice here more frequently. I don't know if people want that
or not. I'm excited. I just love the space that these guys have created. And as we said at the beginning of the show, there's no reason why you can't have a memorable culinary and cocktail experience at a sports bar, and helping to up the game from both sides, from the back of the house to the front of the house, is owner, operator, and man about town, our very good friend Flavor Dave is here.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There's a cocktail with a chicken wing on it. Did you see that?
Because that's just how Dave rolls. It's another day at the office for Flavor Dave. What's going on, brother?
Not much. Thanks for coming down, guys. Glad you like
the
place.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I tell you what, I never went to Mulligan's before the transformation. I don't even have a before image in my mind. But when I'm thinking about sports bar, you know, I have kind of an image of what that, I think, is to the rest of the world. You guys are kind of helping to redefine it, and you're beginning with craft cocktails. Can you have a craft cocktail at a sports bar, Flavor Dave?
Absolutely. Of course you can. Where else would you have it?
Dude, there's a chicken wing on my cocktail. What are you talking about?
There literally is a chicken wing in this cocktail. Walk us through what you have delivered to us, man.
So this is our famous Michelada. We got a great bartender here. Danny's been making these for a long time. We just want to add a little of our twist to it, of course.
Right on.
But it starts off with some fire-roasted chilies and all kinds of other secret ingredients that we infuse into the Clamato, fresh lime, and a nice ice-cold beer.
You're doing house infusions at a sports bar.
Well, we're infusing the Clamato.
Well, absolutely. Take credit for it.
Well, when we get to the next one, there definitely is more of an infusion.
Oh, there's two cocktails.
That's just.
Well, you didn't see the other one.
I'm so fixed. I'm so focused on that chicken wing.
It is kind of hidden behind the giantness of that cocktail.
What's the idea with the craft cocktail program here? I mean, when you think of, if you have a blank canvas and you're putting together a cocktail program at a place where people come and stare with their mouths agape at the 75-inch HD TV watching their favorite game, I mean, you know, this is beyond pitchers of beer when it comes to live dating, right?
Well, if you're going to have a bar and serve cocktails, we just want to make the best ones that we can and that our guests are going to enjoy and that we are proud to serve.
And is this one of the cocktails that we talked about? $5 signature cocktails all day and all night. Is this one of them? Is this
absolutely
an example?
Absolutely. All of the ones we're going to try here are only $5.
This is a $5 bet.
No, he said all the ones. They're going to be more.
There's going to be more. I'm going to buy another hour of time, and we're going to taste through your portfolio. What do you love most about this space when it comes to the bar side? I mean, I love the way the setting is, where you kind of have the bar zone, but you also have the dining room. We're going to be talking to Mr. Hammer Time himself, CJ Ham, about what's happening on the food side.
And
the bar scene is fine.
I love the bar. I grew up in a small town in the Midwest, and you know the back of that bar is gorgeous. It feels totally out of place, and I love it.
All right. Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, because that's the next step, actually. We're going to get rid of that beautiful back bar.
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
We're bring a U-Haul.
Yeah, we'll put it in the back.
Right.
And then
we fixed everything else. We're working our way to that. And then, because we need to have a big TV right over that area. I can't block all those bottles.
You got to do it. So, Flavor Dave, let's try this Michelada. I'm a little nervous, though, because I don't quite know how to even begin to attack this cocktail. I mean, it's just put together so lovingly with this sort of intricate garnish and a chicken wing with a wooden skewer going right through it.
I feel like Mike Tyson. I'm sizing up my drink here.
Does the wing come first?
I mean,
is that the finish?
I would definitely take a bite of the wing first. That's our Cajun rum wing. That's the
Cajun rubbed wing.
Dry rub.
Starting a cocktail with a chicken wing.
It's hot.
All right, I'm going in. Talk a little about the rub
on this.
Yeah,
it's a nice fresh wing. So we also kind of do a Cajun chili lime salt around the rim to play off that. This is something we put together for the Michelada contest last year, and people were really enjoying
it. Oh, my God. Wing. That's wing wonder right there. That's just beautifully cooked.
Crispy on the outside.
Crispy on the outside, tender on the inside. Nothing
juicy.
Worse than a dry wing. You guys have have absolutely done this beautifully. Now, I've heard, we're going to talk with CJ, people say if you're going to go to Mulligan's, you got to get that ghost. It was like a ghost pepper wing. I'm sure we're going to be talking to CJ about that.
That's my personal favorite now, the ghost face killer sauce.
The ghost face killer sauce.
Because it is from Hammer Time himself. Right. Mr. CJ Ham.
I'm going in on a chaser of this michelada. I'm going to do a little, you know, I like to just have a little bit of a licking
is
of
it
the taurine?
Rim.
Of course. Always a family-friendly show with you.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, here come the letters. You know
it's
what?
It's amazing.
A great cocktail is all about great balance. And michelada is kind of interesting because it almost is a blank canvas. You can do all kinds of fun things with a michelada, but the way that you, the ratio, you know, of the beer, of the tomato, of the spice, of the fresh citrus, really is a gorgeous drink. And again, $5.
Wait, and now what was spicy? Was it the wing or was it the michelada or was it both? Because it's amazing.
It's all of them.
Okay.
The rim, the michelada, and of course the wings got a little kick. It's not too crazy.
We're going to try this next cocktail in our next segment, but you come into a great kind of sports-driven scene here at Mulligan's, you're going to expect an amazing beer program as well.
Excellent. Yes, of course. So that was the first thing we looked at. They had 9 taps here, a lot of domestics. We added 6 taps right off the bat, so we have
Beautiful.
The 15 now. They barely fit right in there perfectly, but, you know, of course we still have the domestics, Mick Ultra, Budweiser, Bud Light, Miller Lite and stuff, but we keep 9 handles available for more of the craft beer. And we don't mix it up as much as we do at Saguaro Corners. We have some standbys, of course, Stone IPA, a Founders Porter, the Deschutes Fresh Squeeze. We mix it up a little bit, but we want to have kind of regular offerings for our guests here.
You know, I do think that when you talk about a sports bar, and I love Saguaro Corners too, but there's something, I don't want to say cheers, but there's something about a sports bar. I don't want too much change, so I appreciate.
And we're going to pick up on that right on the other side of this news break. We got some more sponsors to thank. But, Dave, don't you go away. We got some more drinking to do. And we certainly have more eating to do because CJ Ham is in the house. So stick around, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH, live from Mulligan's. Get over here now.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and if your family is like mine, you gotta have a salad with your pizza, right? I mean, I think it's just as important as the wings and the beer. And when looking for standout salads to accompany our pizza pies, we look no further than Tino's. Family-owned and operated for 32 years, Tino's Pizza just launched a new salad menu that features 8 fresh options, including new chicken Caesar, spinach, and caprese salads. And what fine companions they'll make for one of Tino's signature sandwiches, calzones, or pizzas, like the iconic Big Mo, a 20-inch pizza powerhouse that you have to see to believe. If you're looking for an honest and authentic neighborhood pizza joint, do what I've been doing for decades and ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell, and we're broadcasting live from the new and reimagined and improved grand reopening party at Mulligan's Food and Sports and Drink on the northwest corner of Golf Links and Harrison, enjoying amazing food and craft cocktails here with our good friend Zach Clark from the Zach Clark Show on ESPN. Always love having you help steer the ship.
Oh, man.
When we're talking about great food and great drink.
I always get excited when you invite me because I always know that we're going to have not only excellent food, wonderful beverages, but good conversation, too. So
I love
I'm glad to be here.
Well,
you
know, while we're talking about excellence, our sponsors are really the heart of excellence.
Absolutely.
We would not be able to open our mouths and talk about local food and beverage stories were it not for the very forward-thinking and loving support of all of our sponsors. And we can't say enough, fellow foodies, we want you to embrace them. We want you to thank them.
Yeah, go to Jerry's.
We want you to spend money with them.
Yeah.
Alfonso Gourmet Olive
go
Oil and Balsamics. Boca Tacos and Tequila, Commoner & Co., Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, Jerry's Cigars, as we said, Tino's Pizza, Tucson Foodie, and Russell Public Communications. A big hand for all of our sponsors today.
Yes, thank you.
And Flavor Dave is back with us, owner-operator. And during the commercial break, I actually said, well, look, I love wings. You know, my dad's from Buffalo.
Right.
I was eating wings before wings were cool. So I asked him, I said, okay, well, we tried this kind of Cajun rub wing. I said, okay, how many wings do you have on the menu? Like, how many different varieties of wings do you have on the menu? And what did you say, Dave?
I said I think they're uncountable at this point.
Uncountable.
And a new one thought of every day.
And a man who is behind the whole science of Uncountable himself, a guy that just, he is behind Fabulous Fair. He always has a wonderful story to tell. It's never about him. It's always about his guest. And when you hear him talk about what cuisine, and yes, we're at a sports bar, and yes, you can have cuisine, there is no one else that can tell the story any better than the other owner and operator at Mulligan's, our good friend, the very handsome C.J. Ham is here.
Thanks,
C.J.
Man. I'm glad my ban's been lifted.
I know. That's right. It was a formality.
How long of suspension was that?
It was a formality.
I don't want to know what you have to do to get kicked out of the show.
I could do it, believe me.
No, I believe you. I just don't want to know what it is.
The FCC gets involved, and I'm sure it was all a misunderstanding.
Of course it was.
What's going on, brother? How are you doing, man?
Doing great. How are you?
Take a look around this place. You have got a lot to be proud of, you and Flavor Dave.
It's feeling good in here. In fact, you guys were talking about the Cajun ring. I had the Cajun rub. I actually had Iron Chef Travis Peters from the Cajun restaurant in the parish eating Cajun wings in here today. So you can't beat that.
Travis Peters was here on site?
He was here with Max Province. They're out on the patio having some wings and some fried goodies and hanging out and showing support.
Any early returns on his observations?
He told me I had celery salt. I said, yes, chef.
Of course. Yeah. And then you said, and here's your check.
I did. I only charged them double.
So, you know, as we were talking a little bit, a couple of days ago, and we started this series last week when we were up at Legends Bar and Grill at the Omni Tucson National Resort, and those guys helped me understand that having a memorable culinary and cocktail moment and doing it in a sports bar, they don't have to be mutually exclusive. You can come into a place that celebrates sports and all in surround sound and still leave knowing you had a killer cocktail and culinary experience.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like I love sports bars. You know, my dad brought me to home plate when I was a kid, you know, watched Giants games, hit the balls, you know.
I think you were probably watching Redskins games, though.
Well, we didn't go
for
the record.
If you were at the home plate, anyway, I digress.
You know, and I love those memories, but they don't have to stay stagnant. You know, it's not 1986 anymore. Food has really had a revolution. You know, mixology and craft cocktails and craft beer have come full force in the revolution. So why are we sitting stagnant in sports bars drinking flat beer and eating stuff that you can get at Costco out of a fryer, out of the freezer, into the fryer?
No, please.
There's no need to do that anymore. You know, you can have things that are familiar to you in a sports bar setting, like you expressed at Legends. In fact, after that show, I ran back here and threw out all my red plastic basket just due to your comment. No, I didn't actually have any of those.
Oh, man, I tell you what.
They were green.
Jonathan's got I love that. I mean, did you, like, say a prayer when you walked out to the dumpster? Right. Was there, like, a...
I was cursing you, Matt. That's what I was doing.
So before we talk a little bit more about kind of the story here, the reimagination of the space, the story behind this kind of fresh vision and concept here at Mulligan's, we do have one more cocktail to try, and Zach Clark has been showing remarkable restraint by not leaping over the bar and grabbing another cocktail. We started with this killer Cajun rub wing garnished Michelada that Flavor Dave put together for us in a way that only he could do. What else we got here, Dave?
All right, so this is the Coco Mojo. It's a coconut mojito. One of the things we like to do at all our places, let our team, they know our guests, they know what our guests like.
Right.
So we like them to come up with some cocktails and kind of be creative. And the ladies behind the bar are really into coconut water right now. I think the whole world is a little bit.
My wife loves that.
They're trying to put a little coconut water into the cocktail with the fresh mint, the lime, various rums.
And then you get to say Coco Mojo.
Various rums.
That's
plural.
Amazing.
Isn't that fun? That's a fun cocktail. And again, bringing coconut water in, there's an integration of health.
Right.
This is a healthy, therapeutic, medicinal kind of thing. You can libate and hydrate at the same time.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
I mean, three or four of these, and I'm good, man.
Yeah. Well, especially going from the Michi to this. I mean,
totally different world.
Well, it's nice though, because as good as this is, it's not refreshing necessarily. But then you come to this.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
There it is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking about shaking a few of these by the pool. Do you guys make house calls?
Yeah, right.
No, for you, Matt, anything.
Can I get the bottle model to show up at my house?
I told you I was the bottle model.
That's right. So great craft beer program here. The addition of a multitude of taps, celebrating local, celebrating regional. You know, we talked about Hensley and the great spirit that they represent across the craft beer spectrum, and just a kind of a cozy and comfortable environment to enjoy it in. But you guys have kind of reimagined the space as well, CJ. I mean, you're talking about you want to create a memorable moment for food and drink, but you also want it to feel right. It has to feel good. It has to sound good. So what's that whole process been like?
Well, you know, luckily me and Dave are kind of on the same page with everything, so it really helps. But we don't feel like you need to have, you know, 1970s Budweiser posters on the wall and, you know, something hanging everywhere with golf clubs and baseball bats and bikini models, although Dave did keep all those in his office. So, you know,
I'll be hanging out over there.
Just like our food, just like our cocktails, just like our vision with everything we do, we want it fresh, clean, hip, inviting, warming, you know, but still to go with the concept. So you're not going to see us take away, you know, every beer sign or every sports memorabilia. It's just going to be done tastefully and you know, in moderation.
And you've appointed it beautifully. Again, you know, fresh, you know, new floors, new paint. You got two brand new pool tables. Yeah. We're not just talking about, you know, they're going to sew some of the scratches off the left corner pocket. You're going to replace the table, this huge 75-inch HDTV. Now, this space, has it become kind of the home for a particular team? I mean, is there, you know, depending on what sports, I mean, of course, there's Redskins bars in town. There, I'm sure there's Cowboys bars in town, but I don't go to them.
Oh, no.
You know, there's Buffalo Bills, you know, but there's certainly Bears and Packers bars. Has this place kind of evolved into a hangout for a particular team?
We have three owners, Matt. So,
yeah, we prefer not to comment. You'll notice that none of our teams are represented by the new paint job.
We're gonna have a three-way cage match to decide what this is the home of.
Well, we're
until
gonna,
then, let me know when you start selling.
We're neutral. We're neutral until then.
All right. Well, that's good because you got to be everything to everybody, right? I mean, everybody, no matter where they are on the spectrum of sports, they need to feel welcome and at home, except for Cowboys.
I think we're just gonna do an anti-Redskins bar.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to On the Menu. And the CJ Ham Show will be right back. See, that's
oh boy, that
it's
a last
it's a you know, they have tap takeovers. It's a guest takeover of On the Menu Live. So when you're putting a menu together, are there certain things that, you know, if you're going to have a bar that is kind of sports forward, if you will, are there things that you have to have on the menu to meet the mandatory expectations of any guest that walks
through? Well, I mean, I definitely think so. I think, you know, in kind of reimagining a sports bar, you don't want to get completely away from what it is, right? You still want to be able to eat hot wings when you're watching a game. But the only difference is I'm always thinking of a crazy new sauce to put on them and get the best wings possible and do it like that instead of just rubbing, you know, Frank's Red Hot on wings and throwing them out. So, you know, there's certain things, of course. You know, anybody that wants to watch a game is going to want a quesadilla or a sandwich or wings and things of that nature. So I just make sure when I do those things, I put a little bit of our signature on it. I make sure that it's high quality, and I make sure it's executed, because there's nothing worse than going and getting something pretty pedestrian as a quesadilla, and they still mess it up.
Flavor Dave, what's that like watching CJ do his thing? I mean, when you see the wheels turning, when you see him kind of imagining what cuisine can be at a place like this, what's that? Is that? I would imagine that'd be kind of fun to watch.
Absolutely. I remember the first beer menu he did for one of our pairing dinners, and he gave it to me. I'm like, man, I knew you were a good cook, and you took great care of our team and ran the kitchen well, but this menu is in, I don't know the words. Blew me away, and then he keeps doing it every month.
He thought the first one was fake, actually.
So talk a little bit about, before we get into the tasting, talk a little bit about your menu. What are the, and I, we talked about the specials that are going on here for the grand reopening celebration. You've got entrees for $10, and that includes a steak. Now, CJ, where can you get a steak dinner for $10? Other than Republicans today and tomorrow. I mean, talk a little bit about what
this
you guys
day and age,
on the menu.
I don't know the answer to that. I think Saddlehorn might have something that resembles a steak on one night a week, but I don't recall. It's been a while since I've been there. Yeah, you know, it's not always $10, Matt.
I understand. It's a grand reopening celebration.
What I wanted to do, what we decided we wanted to do is, you know, put the focus on the new signature cocktails and the new dishes because, you know, wing game is going to be strong in a sports bar. Well, why don't you come and try some dinner.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
So that was our idea behind the specials today. And as far as, you know, menu in whole, I wanted it to still resemble what's familiar, but I wanted to make sure that I didn't stay stagnant, and I brought my game to it and give twists, so it's things you can recognize, like a meatloaf, except yes. In this case, it's a meatloaf loco moco with dirty rice.
Oh, you know? You see, and that's the twist that you were talking about. How much of your childhood memories went into imagining the dishes here at Mulligan's?
Well, man, I'm paying a therapist a lot of money to discuss that. So, you know me, Matt. We've become really good friends over the years.
We have indeed.
I've been a food freak since as long as I can remember. And, you know, I actually have Dave to thank for a lot of that because he gave me my first job in a restaurant. It opened my eyes to the whole
I remember hearing new, that story, yeah.
That gave me a whole new vision on it. I always loved food and family food and home cooking. And then when I got introduced to the restaurant game, I'm like, oh, man, it's on. So.
And I got to look at Flavor Dave and say, you know, all of these years later, you bring him on. I don't know whether to say congratulations or condolences.
Well, condolences for sure.
You know, he was only 15 at the time, so when he walked into Saguaro Corners and he said, "Don't you recognize me?" You know, it was a little bit different.
We're talking to Flavor Dave Musso and ZJ Ham, owners and operators extraordinaire here at Mulligan's. It's about food and sports and drink. We're here with our celebrity co-host, Zach Clark, who represents a hallmark place of purpose in my life on the sports and beer scene. And we're about to dig in to some of the things, ZJ, that you've been talking about.
Absolutely.
On the fair side of the story. So where do you think we should dig in?
Well, there's the aforementioned meatloaf loco moco. It's our house recipe meatloaf.
Beautiful.
Bacon gravy, dirty rice, fried egg.
I love the egg on top.
Okay. A little seasonal veg.
Man, all right, Zach.
I'll let you get into that. I'll start explaining the second one while you get your bite ready.
Yeah, all right.
Now, but I want to ask, though, I see a nice sunny egg on top, a little over easy perhaps. Now, is there a protocol for breaking the yolk and having it kind of cascade over the protein?
Way. Yeah, you got to break it.
Yeah, there's got to be the way. Yeah,
right, Zach,
no.
Why don't you do
break
the
it first.
Zach,
you
do the honors.
No, yeah,
look at that.
That was a volcano.
Yeah, I don't know.
There was a burst of yolk.
Yeah, but look at that, though. That's going to be so good down the...
Especially get that bacon gravy mixed with that.
All right, so this is beautiful.
Look at that.
Bacon gravy, got a little dirty rice, seasonal vegetable, the beautiful richness of the yolk. All right, I'm going in.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Oh, my good old one.
Beautiful char on the outside.
Yeah.
Got a little crust on there, rendering the inside just beautifully tender. So I love the kind of the char and the sort of the full RC flavor inside. And you're, you know, lovingly rolling that around through this bacon gravy.
Anybody could do gravy. You got to do bacon gravy.
And a lot of times I feel like with meatloaf you get mashed potatoes, which is great. But, man, that dirty rice brings out another element that is just so good. That was so smart throwing it over the top like that.
Well, thank you, sir.
Mashed potatoes would be the obvious thing to do, right?
Right.
We have mashed potatoes back there.
I'm not asking for it.
You're right.
Yeah,
this is absolutely right. Zach, you hit the bullseye. Okay, now this is a beautiful dish, and again, we are at a sports bar. Let's remind our audience that we are having an exceptional culinary moment while we are surrounded by televisions. So, to the uninformed and uneducated, that doesn't sink. But come to Mulligan's and let it sink in surround sound. What else we got here, Chef?
This is our smothered pork chop. So again, familiar, but it's my take on something.
Beautiful.
It's two bone-in. Pork chops, nice and seared.
All right, so you put one on each.
Yes, sir.
Because Zach
that's
and I
not
are here.
That's not for show.
That's how it goes.
Is.
Every order comes. So the smothered pork chops gets two full bone-in chops.
And we do it. Alternate gravy too.
We do it. That's like a southern pan gravy.
Yeah.
With onions and mushrooms,
gosh.
And a little heavy cream, some pork stock.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this, and it's not an insult. It's like wallpaper paste.
How is that not an insult?
Because it's what it's supposed to be.
It's comfort.
You're still on the southeast side, Zach. Okay,
it's
be careful.
Comfort. Beautiful seasoning on that pork. It's absolutely done to a beautiful turn. Still just rendering a little suggestion of pink on the inside. And I should say, God bless you for not saying, well, you really can't have pink.
I will never say you can't have pink.
It disgusts me when people say that. That's where the pork shines.
Wait, why can't you have
people say, you know, it's got to be cooked, well done. I unfriend those people.
Yeah, I've been eating pink pork for years. I'm still alive. Like, what do they have on?
I love this mushroom gravy, a little onion in there.
Yeah,
this one here is something else that'll sound familiar, but of course there's a twist on it.
Of course.
This is Sloppy Jose.
Okay. I'm almost afraid to ask.
I wanted to put a Sloppy Joe on a menu all my life. So I figured sports bar is a great vehicle for it. In this case, it's not your regular, you know, manwich meal. You got a house-made Chipotle barbecue sauce that the meat's cooked in, a nice vinegar slaw on a Vero's brioche bun.
Here's the thing. I learned this living in the South when I did, that when you're going to eat barbecue, you have to have the slaw. And not on the side. It's got to go on the sandwich.
Absolutely.
It's got the crispness and the freshness that cuts through the long cooking process of a barbecue.
And plus, the sandwich and the bread are both going to be soft, so you get that nice crispiness.
Yes. Yeah. And you're getting these textural
differences. Where'd you find this guy? I thought he just knew box scores.
Now the CJ and Zach show. I'll be right back. I'm going to go sulk in the corner. Anyway, we're going to continue on with our tasting, but the time has come, Flavor Dave and CJ, to see if one of our listeners wants to have a shot at getting a Mulligan's gift card to come and appreciate the dishes and the cocktails and the beers and this gravy and this wonderful Sloppy Jose for yourselves. Have you guys thought about something fun to ask our listeners
tonight? Sure,
I love this. It's always my favorite part.
All right, hit it.
All right, so everybody knows the term mulligan means a do-over in golf.
Right. Totally.
What is the food-related definition of the word mulligan?
Okay. Now I don't know.
I don't even know that.
What do you mean? You're a journalist, Matt Russell.
I don't know either.
Okay, so we know that mulligan is a do-over in golf.
Correct.
But the word mulligan also has context in the culinary scene.
In the culinary world. It's actually the first definition in Webster's is the food-related definition, not the golf.
I'm learning.
I'm so excited because I don't have any idea. Okay, if you think you know the answer to the question, what is the meaning of mulligan in a food context? Send me a note right now on themenulive at gmail.com. Again, on themenulive at gmail.com. We're going to choose one of the correct answers, and I don't know how many we're going to get. This is a really kind of a cool story. On themenulive at gmail.com, and we're going to give a Mulligan's gift card to one of the winners. We're going to take a quick commercial break now and thank some more of our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be wrapping up this live broadcast, tasting through some wings that CJ Ham has brought out for us, and to kind of get an update on the other concept in the world of Flavor Dave and CJ Ham. And this live broadcast from Mulligan's, you're listening to The Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't you dare go away.
Well, here I am at Boca Tacos and Tequila in their new location on 4th Avenue, and I just ran into Chef Maria Maison. What's up, Chef?
Hola, Mateo. So what do you think? Do you like my new restaurant?
Are you kidding me? It's perfect. Such a great setting for a culinary and cocktail kickback in a totally casual atmosphere. And check it out. I'm surrounded by two of my favorite things, tacos and tequilas, on this great patio.
Oh, lucky you. And you know these are real tacos, made with real food and premium spirits, craft beer, wine to keep the fiesta going.
But what do you mean by real food?
It's all about the elegance, Matt, with gourmet flavors in more than 20 varieties of real Sonoran tacos, with premium proteins, fresh produce, and I promise you will not find sour cream and bright yellow cheese anywhere.
And 7 salsas made fresh every single day, from mild and chill to blow your mind hot, right?
You got it, dude, but enough talking. You look ready for a shot.
I'm in.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at bocatacos.com.
And we're back. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. This is Matt Russell and Zach Clark broadcasting live from the grand reopening celebration at Mulligan's. And it's about food, sports, and drink on the northwest corner of Golf Links and Harrison. The Michelob Ultra bottle model will be here shortly.
I think she's already here.
Yeah, she's already here?
I'm bummed it's not me.
Family show, Zach Clark.
All right, fine.
So we talked about these great smothered pork chops. We talked about this great kind of almost seared meatloaf with a beautiful over easy egg, some dirty rice, some bacon gravy, fresh emerald green broccolini. We talked about this this sloppy Jose with fresh slaw, wonderful spices, but then we got some wings. Getting back to what Flavor Dave, he started the conversation with a chicken wing because he literally dunked it into his michelada, because that's what Dave does.
The smartest thing I've ever seen.
Hey, he's about the flavor, man.
So he says you have a virtually uncountable number of wing varieties here at Mulligan's. Let's talk some wings, brother.
All right. Well, you know, obviously the Cajun we're proud of, but you can get Cajun wings in a lot of places. So I wanted to give you a couple examples of what you can only get at Mulligan's. Nowhere else are you going to get a wing called T-Town.
T-Town.
And I want you to try that and tell me if you could take the local flavors in that, right, baby.
Okay, T-Town, right. Zach Clark.
And while I'm you guys not a local, are, but I'm going to try it.
While you guys are chewing, I do like a crazy Korean over here. It's a gochujang and bulgogi marinade-based wing. Yeah, what do you think of that?
T-Town. Oh, my goodness.
It's got some hometown flavors.
What's
to it.
What's that secret? That secret ingredient is like popping.
Yeah, that's smoked cumin.
It's smoked cumin.
That's amazing.
I got smoked cumin in there, lime, chipotle, and chilled beans.
It's boom. It's a burst.
I patented it, though, so nobody out there have a T-Town wing on their menu after this show.
Look at Alphonse over there taking notes.
My lawyer's in the building.
But you're
he's
right,
drunk,
though.
But he's in the building.
I took a bite of it, and it's there, and then all of a sudden, bam. Wait. You say smoked cumin, it's like the powder explodes in my mouth. That was amazing.
How many wings come in order? I mean, you can do multiple, you know, counts. You know, six, dozen, two.
Yeah,
dozen.
I mean, we're pretty flexible on moving around. You know, there's your standard half dozen and dozen.
Man, that's good. T-Town. All right, that's my that.
I feel like
that's my new wing,
right?
Brother.
I'm saying these things come to me all night long. I could have 57 wing flavors. If we had enough room back there and Dave had enough room on the menu, we'd have.
Now, Dave, you have to kind of sit and taste through these and say, yeah, that's going to do it. That's going to do it. That's going to do it. I got to buy another, you know, we got to get more room on our menu because CJ never stops innovating.
Double down on the size.
Well, I keep having to buy more containers to store all the sauce.
That is a true fact.
So this is a Korean wing, did you say?
I heard bulgogi. So you know, like the magic word.
This bulgogi marinade and gochujang, and you know, like the red peppers you get. In you know your Asian dishes, the dried, it's some of that that I make into a paste that goes give a little bit of heat to the gochujang. You don't have those anywhere else. I'm working on a patent for that, so I better not see those either.
He's bringing gochujang to the wing conversation, Zach.
And the texture on the outside is amazing. I mean,
dude, that is a killer wing.
Unbelievable.
That's got a little sweet.
All these wing spots popping up around me ain't got nothing on this.
Man, okay. Wings reimagined at Mulligan's, and I got goji. What is it called? Gochujang. I got gochujang.
I'm covered in gochujang.
On every digit. Anyway, when you're not here rocking the house at Mulligan's, you know, you got celebrity sightings at Saguaro Corners. You know, I see you downtown at Badge. You guys got kind of a cool story that just hit the scene a few months ago. What's going on at 1535 Stone Avenue,
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, we're all over the place. Dave, more so than me, we're all over town.
Classic.
Find us anywhere.
Spaghetti Western concert.
Oh, my God.
How things going at Classic, man? That is so fun.
Real good. Yeah, we're having a great time over there. People are really loving the food. The Italian is killer. Some traditional stuff, lasagna bolognese, chicken marsala. And then we got that cowboy side of it with the big steaks. Our prime rib, I'll put our prime rib up against anyone in the state.
Okay, and I have a testimonial for you. And he didn't tell me to say it. He certainly didn't pay me to say it, but I'm still able to be
paid. I was going to say, can we pay you to say it?
My friend John Farlow, who has been a regular celebrity co-host on this show, John Farlow said he has never had a better prime rib in his life.
Nice.
In his life.
Farlow knows his stuff, too,
classic.
Boy.
And, you know, John is I appreciate his palate. He is a world-class foodie like we are. He loves the prime rib at Classic.
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying that since the beginning, and I've heard that story from a few times and not from young guys either. So I think we're doing a great job with that. We just opened for lunch recently. We got a nice little, I think it's a 750 pasta bowl special. You kind of mix your own
mix
up with various choices.
That's fun.
Oh, my gosh, I'm in.
And the prime rib makes a great sandwich. You do in a nice Italian beef that is incredible, a dip.
We're really good at using
good
prime
stuff.
Rib.
Now
as you should be. God bless you.
And you're doing prime rib here on like Thursday is a big day for prime
Thursday
rib.
Thursday nights, right. We got prime rib. We have, you know, real actual slow roasted prime rib in all of our cheese steaks and in our French dips and stuff. You know, we're not messing around with steakums around here.
Steakums.
That's how we do, though, you know.
No, God bless you.
And I just got to point it out that Dave was right. I'm going live on air and admitting it because we argued about prime rib recipes for a little while, and he won.
He did. All right, he won.
Well, we all know in this business you find something that works. You spread it around.
So prime rib on Thursday. You got a killer fish fry still going on here on Fridays?
Every Friday all you can eat.
And take me back home.
Seriously.
Real wild Alaskan cod, no crazy random whitefish.
And it's available all week long.
Always
every
on the
day,
menu.
But on
Friday
all you can eat.
Day.
And again, those are the memories that we talk about. Memories. Yeah. And I grew up literally 100 yards from where we're sitting right now, like right over the fence. Like Golfways in Harrison is where I live from like 8th grade through high school. Absolutely love it. And then you also have Wing Wednesday?
Wing Wednesday. Yeah, it's a big day.
75 cents a wing right now.
Like, you mean they
keep raising those case prices.
So right. Chase through the uncountable menu of varieties.
Right, and we go through like 1,500 wings on Wednesdays. You get to pick a lot of different flavors. We'll do whatever you want, like we would do at any of our places.
Well, come on down to Mulligan's. I want to say thank you so much to my brother CJ Hamm, to my brother Flavor Dave Musso.
Thank you,
thanks
Matt.
For everything. Congratulations on your grand reopening.
Place
we're
amazing.
So excited for you.
Congratulations.
And we'll be here.
Thanks,
sure, we'll be here tomorrow. Zach Clark, always fun hoisting a pint with you.
Thank you.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Zach Clark reminding you, if it's Saturday
at 5, it's on the menu live. Cheers.